Hi, my name is Jyotsna, and I'm a PhD student from the University of Texas at Dallas, and I'm here to present the following paper, Tag-Based Information Flow Analysis for Document Classification in Provenance. Among the various open problems pertaining to provenance, the one that we are trying to address in this paper is that of secure provenance. And we propose a tag-based approach to track the flow of sensitive information in a provenance graph, and this will in turn automate the process of document classification. And the tag mechanism is a stepping stone towards our vision of secure provenance. Here's the motivation. So, a crucial aspect of domains such as intelligence or healthcare is to be able to protect sensitive information effectively and efficiently. And information leaks are a serious problem, and in particular, confidential data leaks are one of the worst kinds of leaks that could cause serious damage to organizations. So that is why it becomes really important to track or protect sensitive information effectively. We propose a tag-based mechanism based on open provenance model. So here's a brief introduction to what open provenance model is. It's a general model of provenance, and it defines provenance in a precise technology agnostic manner. And it facilitates interoperability by means of a shared provenance model. And it models provenance as a directed acyclic graph that captures causal dependencies. So why do we choose OPM? We choose to build a tagging mechanism based on OPM to make it independent of any specific domain or technology such as databases, workflows, or distributed systems, etc. So here's how a provenance graph looks like. It consists of nodes and edges, which are also known as dependencies. So nodes essentially comprise of three kinds, namely artifacts, agents, and processes. And OPM also defines these five kinds of causal dependencies. A use dependency states that a process used a particular artifact. A was generated by states that an artifact was generated by a process. A was controlled by dependency states that a process was controlled by a particular agent. And a was triggered by dependency states that a process was triggered by another process. And a was derived from dependency states that an artifact was derived from another artifact. In addition to causal dependencies and nodes, it also provides with something called a data flow oriented view. A data flow oriented view comprises of artifacts which are connected to each other with a was derived from edge. So in the case of absence of internal knowledge of any process, these edges, these was derived from edges, make the data dependency explicit. So we build a tag-based mechanism based on data flow-oriented view provided by OPM. So as a first step, we propose a property called tag. And this tag has as its subject an artifact, meaning that only an artifact, a node of type artifact, can be annotated with a property called tag. And the value of a tag is integer. And what does this value mean? It means or represents an artifact's rating or its priority. So we state two inference rules based on the data flow oriented view. And these two rules are single source derivation rule and multi-source derivation rule. And a single source derivation rule applies to an artifact that is known to be derived from only one other artifact. And a multi-source derivation rule applies to an artifact where it is known to be derived from more than one artifact. So I'm going to state the rule in the next slide. However, as I mentioned before, OPM is defined in a technology agnostic manner, so they do not suggest any implementation as such. So we propose an implementation of the rules using the following semantic web technologies, which are the web ontology language, semantic web rule language, and the semantic web query language, which is Sparkle. So here's the first rule, which is the single source derivation rule. It's very simple. It states that if artifact A1 is annotated with tag T, and there is another artifact A2 which was derived from A1, then A2 is annotated with tag T as well. So this is an inference rule as a part of OPM, and it can be implemented in Swirl in the following manner. You can have the simple rule in Swirl which says variable A1 is an artifact, variable A2. So it says if variable A1 is an artifact and variable A2 is an artifact, and A1 has tag T, and A2 was derived from A1, then A2 has tag T as well. So it's trying to say that if an artifact was derived from a sensitive or a top secret document, then the derived document is also top secret. That's what it's trying to state. So similar to a single source derivation rule, there exists a multi-source derivation rule which states that if an artifact was derived from more than one artifacts, such as A1, A2, A3 up to AN, which are respectively annotated with tags T1, T2 up to TN, then then artifact A is annotated with a tag TX, which is maximum among the source tag values. So as you can see in the figure on top, it shows A being derived from A1, A2, A3 up till AN, and that's a graph. And if you were to represent it in terms of statements, you'll have N statements, which will be A was derived from A1, that's the first statement, A was derived from A2, that's the second statement, and so on up to A was derived from AN, which is the nth statement. So you'll have N statements. Now, when you encounter the first statement, that is A was derived from A1, A is initially not annotated with any tag. So now using single source derivation rule, A will acquire A1's tag value. And next, when you proceed on to the statement A2, A was derived from A2. Now if A2 has a tag value higher than that of A1, so the current tag value on A is T1. Now if A2 has a higher tag value, you update the value on A with this new higher tag value. So the tag on A becomes T2. So by the end of the iteration, when you reach the end of the iteration, you would have updated A with a tag value which is maximum among the source tag values. So here's the Swirl rule corresponding to the multi-source derivation, which says that if A1 is an artifact and if A2 is also an artifact, and A1 is annotated with tag T1 and A2 with tag T2, and A2 was derived from A1, however, T1 is greater than T2, then the tag on A2 is updated with T1. That's a very intuitive rule. So here's an illustration of the tagging mechanism in intelligence domain use case. So we have documents which are represented as ovals, and we have processes represented as rectangles, and agents represented as hexagons. And we have documents belonging to various levels of classifications, namely top secret, secret, confidential, and unclassified. And they have corresponding tag values as 4, 3, 2, and 1, stating that top secret is of high priority or is highly sensitive compared to like secret, which has a tag value of 3, and confidential having a tag value of 2, and unclassified tag value 1. So in this workflow, we have two operations that are going on: military covert operation 1 and military covert operation 2. Covert operation 1 is controlled by agent 1, and this process generates 3 documents, namely document 1, 2, and 3. And operation 2 generates 2 documents, document 6 and 7. So these documents were used by a process called military transmission, which was controlled by a server located in some country. And this transmission process consumed documents 1, 2, and 3 and generated documents 4 and 5. So there's another process that is being investigated by agent 3, and this process uses as its input documents 4 and 5, 6 and 7. So as a result of the investigation, the agent produces 2 reports, and those are report 1 and report 2. Now there is a process which is carried out by a suspicious agent and who uses this particular report and generates a report which is then in turn used by a journalist in the process of publication, and eventually some information gets leaked. So we'd like to know the extent of damage that has occurred and other related queries. So here's a data flow oriented view of the intelligence use case. It shows the documents with the tags attached, and it shows that document one, since it's annotated with tag two, it's a top secret document, and document four is also annotated with tag four because using single source derivation rule. And similarly, all other documents that were generated in the workflow are correspondingly annotated with tags based on single source and multi-source derivation rules. And eventually, you can see that CIA report one was derived from document four and six, which were both top secret, making CIA report one a top secret document. And the leaked article is also a top secret document. So you'd like to post some queries and find out information about the leaked data. So here are some queries that can help us find out more information. So if you'd like to list all the top secret documents, here's the query where you'll try to select all the documents that have tag value 4. That's the Sparkle query. Since only artifacts have a tag property attached to them, this will return only artifacts and in turn only the artifacts that have tag value 4. So thus you'll get all the top secret documents. And the second query is a modified version of the first query with an additional condition that the documents have to be generated between time interval T1 and T2. So there could possibly be a million top secret documents, so you'd have to scope that. So if you want to find out those documents between two time intervals, then you could use this following filter condition in addition. And if you'd like to find out classification level of a given document, that can be done using the corresponding Sparkle query, which is trying to ask for the tag on document one. And finally, if you'd like to find a list of all those documents from which CIA report was derived, along with their classification levels, then you'd use the following Sparkle query, where you first find out all those documents from which CIA report one was derived. And then with that set, you will try to compute the tag values and return both of them to the user. So to conclude, we've proposed a very simple tag-based mechanism to track the flow of sensitive information in an OPM graph. However, these default tag propagation rules can be overridden with custom rules based on application needs. So OPM provides with a notion of profiles. So you could have profiles for a specific application, and then you could override the multi-source or single-source derivation rules based on the application, and you could might as well just have string values for tags or anything, any other kind of data type and any other way to propagate the tags based on application requirements. So this can help us with decisions such as providing access control and sanitization. So once documents have been classified, the access control policies can look at the tag and decide whether a user is authorized to access a document. And this can also help with the problem of scoping provenance. So if particular data is labeled as high priority, then you could record a very detailed metadata about that particular document. And if it's shown as minimum priority or low priority, then you'd record minimum amount of provenance for that particular information. So here we come to the end of this presentation, and if you'd like to ask any questions. Yeah. It depends on the application as to why you're using the tab propagation rule. So if you're trying to track the flow of sensitive information, then maybe you would want to convert the partial ordering into total ordering. It would become more clear once you have the requirement. So. Maybe a total ordering would be required for it to work. Yeah.
Speaking as a journalist, in the real world of defense, sometimes documents are, the scheme of assigning the highest classification level means it's that every document that's generated by any reference to a top secret document becomes top secret. That there are problems within the Defense Department with accumulating over over-classification of documents, you know, plenty of things I've seen that are unclassified, which reference classified documents.
Yes. So here, actually, the problem is with the granularity. As I mentioned before, OPM is a general model of provenance, and it's less expressive. So in order to make it more expressive or to be applicable to a particular domain, you'll have to capture the data model of that particular domain. Let's say the domain that you're talking about is captured in relational database. So relational database comes with relational model. And so you have structure to a document. So let's say you're talking about a file that's a relational, that's a relation. So that's a mathematical structure. So you have certain properties that you know about a relation and how you can perform joins and such things. So if you have a profile that captures this particular data model of a relational data model, then you can perform the operations that you're saying. So you'll have a bigger handle, a better handle over the kind of operations that you want to perform. So the key is, in order for this to work in practice, you'll have to have many profiles and a clear set of requirements. And so you would have to, so if you want to do the tracking within a particular document, you'll have to know you'll have to know something about the structure of the document and what kind of operations you can perform on the document. So when you have a better handle over those, you'll be able to perform the operations you're talking about. Thank you. Sure.
So you did mention that these tags are only associated with
artifacts.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how does propagation work across agents or processes?
Agents, as in, you know, it's again now based on requirements. Do you need agents to be tagged? So if the agents need to be tagged, they're like fixed set of agents. So you could, like, the application can beforehand just tag the agents, stating that you're essentially talking about roles that they're playing. So if they're playing a role that allows them to do certain, you know, confidential kind of things, so they'll have that right based on the role that they have. So they'll have a tag to themselves, and that's not dynamic in the sense that you're not generating new users. So if you have fixed set of rules, roles, then you have fixed set of tags which can be assigned beforehand. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.